An exclusive Sydney private school is being investigated after members of the rugby team were filmed tackling sheep. The video shows students from the King School crash tackling and dragging sheep around a farm in Orange. The students are members of the school's first and second 15 rugby teams. And apparently this exercise was part of a training camp during the last school holidays. The RSPCA is now investigating, and they have questioned the headmaster of the school, Dr. Timothy Hawkes. And the RSPCA chief executive says it's completely unnecessary, unreasonable, and how anyone could justify this kind of behaviour is beyond me. But the headmaster of the school said in a statement, a strength and team building exercise devised by the farmer involved had the boys undertake a task not dissimilar to that undertaken by shearers. They had to go into a paddock, secure some rams, and take them to an imaginary shearing point. The task was supervised closely by the farmer, who gave instructions to the boys about how the task should be done. Essentially, the task involved capturing a ram, putting the ram on its back, and dragging it to the corner of a paddock. The two rugby coaches involved were assured by the farmer beforehand the activity was safe and they would be supervising it carefully. No animals were injured in the exercise, neither were any of the boys. The New South Wales Farmers Association president has also kicked in big time as far as his statements. He says it's unacceptable, distressing to the animals, and most concerned farmers would view that with a bit of horror. He says a full-grown ram will be over 100 kilos and when they're shorn, they'll be sedated for safety of the shearers. So to have rams running around with a whole lot of school kids, I think it's just plain stupid. So it's one thing to train a rugby team. I just can't believe that people stood by and watched this when it was clear the animals weren't having fun. They weren't enjoying it. And I don't think the students were either. And they actually pointed that out on the 7:30 report last night while they were disguising the faces of a lot of these students. The reporter went to the trouble of letting us know as viewers that not all of the boys were laughing along and enjoying this experience, and in fact some of their faces appeared to show a degree of distress because they were being asked to do this as well. In 2016, you've got to be smarter than this. And you've got to look around and think, hang on a moment, these animals haven't signed up for this. And I'm sure it's gone on plenty of times. I reckon there'd be people listening at the moment saying, mate, 30, 40 years ago when I was playing first grade or second grade, we went out to a farm and we did the same thing. But I think these days you've got to think, well, are the animals enjoying this? Have they signed up for this? And if they haven't, get some tackling bags. I'm sure with the fees paid by the parents at the King School, you can buy a few tackling bags and take them bush with you as well.